So we're back in Genesis again this week. Last week, we began by considering the vastness of God's creation. From beauty to wonder, we reveled in God's incredible creation. As we move into the second chapter of Genesis, we find yet another account. Did you find yourself thinking, I heard this before? Not a contradictory account, another account. I wonder if you've ever found yourself talking to a sibling about an event from your childhood and wondering, did we grow up in the same house? They experienced something so differently than you did. You think, how did we grow up in the same house? You might remember, for example, your father's pride at high school graduation or words of wisdom as you went into your first job. You might recall moments of time spent together in hobbies and recreation. Then you talk to your brother or sister who recall the reprimand for sneaking in late at night or the long hours that he worked to care for the family or the work travel that took him away from the house. You find yourself thinking, are we even talking about the same person? And yet, you are. From different angles and experiences, you describe the exact same person in different ways. So it is in the book of Genesis. The story of creation told in Genesis 1 and John 1, in Genesis 2 and in Luke 2, creation of life, the universe, and everything is too large to be told only by one account. In fact, we just glimpse it by multiple accounts. So in this account, we hear God's call that we might be helpers, workers in God's world. Traditionally, the church has sometimes read this as very gendered, roles of male and female. Much ink has been spilled and hearts have been broken. But this morning, I want to call you to another glimpse of the fullness of God's creation. God, who we met in Genesis as caring and creative, as thoughtful and nurturing, in the passage John read for us, assesses the singular creation and finds there is more needed. Finds that in the singular creation, companionship is needed. What a profound statement about humanity. We need one another. We need those who are the same, and we need those who are different. So creation continues with a helper. Now, we've often understood helper to be a subordinated kind of a person. But in the biblical witness, God is often referred to as our helper, a helper to God's people, humanity who is created in the image of God, helps and works in the fullest sense of those words of God's character, purpose, and being. And it's in our gospel lesson that we catch Jesus doing the same thing. Jesus, who's teaching and preaching, healing and helping. Jesus, doing the work to which he was called. and in being with the people, he finds that moment. Did you catch it? That reflective moment in which compassion wells inside of him like a heart that almost bursts. The people are in such deep need. They're described as sheep without a shepherd. Jesus sees the people and calls them harassed and in need of help. In the midst of serving them well, he calls others to come forward. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers out into the harvest. We might find ourselves understanding how Jesus could look to those around and be filled with compassion, to those who are hurting and those who are addicted, those who are grieving and those who are unsettled, those who are refugees and those suffering with PTSD, those who are surviving even this week from fires in London and from shootings in Washington, D.C. And we could find ourselves filled with compassion for sheep without a shepherd. We too have seen those who have been harassed and helpless. Do we too have compassion and concern for the sufferings of others? Do we find our hearts moved to action, seeking to answer the call to serve those most in need? Or do we find ourselves with a bit of compassion fatigue, that state in which the volume of needs leads us to disengage from the vital work that God calls us to in utter exhaustion? The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. So we pray. We pray for ourselves and for one another, for those whom God will send for the work of compassion and healing, of proclamation and justice. This week, Pastor Jim, Pastor Shirley, myself, and Cindy Haley were all at annual conference. We were called by theme to rise up and pray. You'll hear more about annual conference in weeks to come, but I want to tell you this morning about one of my favorite moments every year when the bishop at ordination service gives the call, a call that there might yet be those who have gathered who are feeling a call to a life set apart, a life of professional ministry, a life of servant ministry, a life of ministry within the work they currently do. And the response this year was incredible. So many folks who came forward to say, I have compassion. My heart is bursting for the needs of God's people. God might be calling me, they said, to ordination or to licensure, to certification or Christ servant ministry. And I want to answer where God is calling. For me, my call came in the midst of prayer. It was my freshman year of college. I was at Goucher College in Towson, Maryland, and on October 9th, 1999, I began the day like I did many others, On my way to class, I paused in the chapel personal prayer like I did every day before class. And I heard God say, look at the ministry packets. Look at the ministry packets. I walked over to the career counseling center to the lady behind the desk and I said, I hear you have ministry packets. She kind of looked at me a little funny. I think we do. And she pulled them out. We've never given these to anyone before at a postmodern liberal arts, almost all women's college. And I began answering the call to work with God, a call that came in the midst of prayer, answering how is it that God's calling us to work. All of us are called to celebrate the gift of work. Those of us who count the stars and those of us who teach children how to count. Those of us who grow cotton and those of us who create incredible textiles out of those things. Those who build bridges and those of us who drive across them. Those of us who see the needs in our world and those of us who have them. Work is God's good gift to serve one another. On this day, may you and I celebrate creation, the beauty and the vastness, but also the purpose and the dignity of work. May we respond to God's creation as we're called to work among that creation so that in all things, God may be glorified, and the fullness of God's way would be known in every single place. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.